This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Ben Bernanke, who was in charge of the Federal Reserve the last time this economy turned upside down, was once asked by a friend why he studied the Great Depression. And he is said to have replied, Mr. Bernanke is, if you want to understand geology, you study earthquakes. So what is happening to this economy right now is not unlike an earthquake, right? Huge disruption and upheaval happening all at once, or almost all at once anyway, and without a whole lot of warning. So we figured, as I said at the top, Ben Bernanke would be a good person to talk to. Dr. Bernanke, welcome to the program, sir.
Nice to be here.
So you are, as I noted in the introduction, a scholar of the Great Depression. And I have to ask you, as you sit there now, what are you seeing?
Well, the current situation has a few superficial similarities to the Depression, a very sharp decline in output, more unemployment, stock market coming down. But basically, it's a very, very different kind of animal. The Depression lasted for 12 years, from 1929 to 1941. We'd have no anticipation that this is going to last anything like that, of course. And the causes of the Great Depression were very different, basically monetary and financial causes. And the current situation is due to a pandemic, to a force of nature.
One of the things you pointed out in a piece you wrote with your successor, Janet Yellen, in the Financial Times, I don't know, a week or so ago, frankly, I've lost track, is that this was not yet a financial crisis. And the way things are moving and the actions that the Federal Reserve has taken this morning and in the past, a lot of which you and Dr. Yellen suggested, are you a little more concerned now that the financial system is a little stuck?
Well, there's certainly some financial stress. This is different from 2008. 2008, the problem started in the financial system with the bad mortgages, with the loss of confidence in the banking system and other lenders. And then the panic on the financial system then hit the real economy. Now, this situation is quite different. While obviously there's a lot of financial pain out there, the financial system is holding together. And with help from the Federal Reserve and from the Treasury, you know, I'm not really expecting a major financial crisis. That's not to say it's not a serious problem that, you know, we need to address.
Yeah, because nobody needs a minor financial crisis right now either. There is a story often told during the financial crisis, you and then Secretary of the Treasury Paulson going up to Capitol Hill and in essence, begging Congress to get its act together to save the American economy. And you talked a lot in your congressional testimony when you were chair of the necessity of fiscal policymakers to step up. How confident are you that Congress figures this out and does something?
Well, I'm pretty confident. I mean, in 2008, you know, what we were asking for was very unpopular because everybody was mad at the banks and nobody wanted to help them, even though we felt that preventing the banking system from collapsing was pretty critical for the whole economy. In this case, we're facing, in some sense, an outside enemy, the virus. And although there's a lot of disagreement on the Hill, you know, I think fundamentally people understand that fiscal policy is going to have to get its act together, or else a lot of people are going to suffer and the economy is going to suffer as well. I am hopeful, you know, that there'll soon be a plan in place that will have many dimensions, including, you know, improvement of public health. That's the first criterion for getting out of this problem.
You know, one of the things that you and Secretary Geithner and Secretary Paulson and I talked about a year and a half or so ago, maybe 2 years, I guess now, when we did that long interview on the financial crisis, was your biggest regret. And what you said to me was, I regret that we were not able to make people understand how serious things are. How do you think we're doing making people understand how serious this is? We're fundamentally shutting down large parts of this economy.
Well, I mean, I don't think people are, for the most part, unaware of what's going on. I mean, you know, a lot of people are staying home. A lot of people are losing their jobs. So, you know, in this case, it might be a little easier to explain that strong action is necessary.
Does Jay Powell ever call you and say, Ben, give me your advice?
He does once in a while. Maybe he's just being nice. I don't know. He has done me the honor, the whatever, of resurrecting a lot of the programs that we put together, you know, for the financial crisis of 2008 during the financial crisis. And as I said, we're not yet in a financial crisis, but we are in a situation where it's important to make the credit markets work as well as possible, because if we don't want this period of shutdown to do permanent damage, we need to keep businesses alive, and that means they've got to have access to credit or other kinds of assistance so they can make it through this period you know, and be functioning again.
Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Compare and contrast right now versus after Lehman Brothers collapsed. What's your personal anxiety level?
Well, there's a very big difference, which is I'm not in charge anymore. So I have a lot of confidence in Jay Powell and his colleagues there at the Fed. I think this problem will eventually resolve, but it is so important that during the time that we're shut down because of health concerns, that the economy stays in a good enough shape that when the all clear sign comes, that we can go back to work and the economy can go back to where it was. It's really a shame that this sudden shock has derailed what was otherwise such a really good period in the U.S. economy.
Does that strength help us on the way? We have heard elsewhere in the program today about, you know, turning this economy back on when it's over. Does it help that we were doing so well before we went in?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, it means that people are in better shape. You know, households, for example, are in better shape financially, certainly, than they were before the Great Recession. And that will give us a little bit of extra leeway as we try to make it through this very tough period.
Ben Bernanke, former chair of the Federal Reserve, now at Brookings. Dr. Bernanke, thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.